Little Bohemia sits on 11 acres near the town of Manitowish Waters. Here, owner Fred Tyson and his wife have served duck dinners and liver dumpling soup to guests for nearly 16 years. The site is best known for a shootout on April 22, 1934, when federal agents tried to nab bank robber John Dillinger and his gang. Dillinger, Babyface Nelson, and other crooks were alerted to the agents' presence by barking dogs and fled into the night after a gunfight. The agent shot and killed a local diner and wounded two of his companions in the confusion. Tyson says he's selling Little Bohemia for roughly $2.6 million. He says the land is worth that much by itself, though the Dillinger legend is certainly an asset.
People have wondered if he came here regularly. Did he own Little Bohemia one time? No, neither one of which are true. He was here just one weekend. The feds came to try and apprehend him, and the rest is history. But by all accounts that I've heard, John Dillinger was basically a pretty nice guy. Just happened to rob banks for a living.
Tyson adds there are some items Dillinger left behind at the inn during his hectic escape.
There's clothes, ties, some shoes, suitcase, some Burma shave. There's backslacks that a local historian used to say that he didn't need it after he left here.
3 months after the raid at Little Bohemia, federal agents shot Dillinger dead outside Chicago's Biograph Theater. Tyson says today people often bring their children and grandchildren by to see the place, though the rooms Dillinger and his gang occupied are locked up. Tyson says he's had a few parties ask about the property, though no solid bids have been made yet. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.